Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Jay, Zach, and Alana.
The three amigos.
Today we're playing Fortnite and we're talking The Wheel of Time, Season 3, Episode 2, where the wheels come off, if you'll pardon the pun. And we're also...
The wagon is parked.
Yeah. So playing Fortnite. I don't know if I mentioned that. The wagon's parked, yeah. I don't know, guys. I think it's going to be a long season.
Is what, anyone surprised that they didn't? You like seeing another red wedding?
Yeah.
What was that, Jane?
Are we surprised and sad that they did not renew?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not surprised at all.
Well, yeah, I mean, I did kind of want to know, well, I guess we could wait until the end of the season to discuss, but I do kind of want to know what happens with the story, you know, because the book series goes on for so long that, and people love it, so it makes me wonder just what happens in the story.
I think they win.
Okay.
Wow, bold claim.
Yeah.
Okay, Alana, if you have all the answers, I also want to know what the deal is with, like, the future world.
What future world?
Do you remember it showed the dragon, the old guy, dark and raw, the guy with the beard, and he was in the future, except it was actually the past. But it had future technology.
No, I don't remember.
Jay, help me out here. You gotta remember.
The future world?
Gotta remember.
No, okay, so the old dragon, the bad guy in season one, right?
Okay.
You guys remember this? There's a part where he wakes up in like a room and he's dressed in a futuristic outfit and he goes to the window and he looks out of the window and it's the future. It's like flying cars, the skyscrapers and monorails and stuff like that.
Are you sure that was this show?
Yes, I'm sure. Jay, come
on. Oh, yeah, I think I kind of sort of remember that.
Yeah.
And then, so it's never come up since, so I don't remember that at all.
Okay, well,
it was very quick. It was only like 10 seconds or something like that.
Yeah, but it was great. It kept me going for a long time. Well, I also had the theory that all the so-called magic items are just future technology that the people don't know how to use.
Yeah. That bracer sure does look like futuristic tech.
True.
Yeah. So anyway, so should we get going with episode 2? Season 3.
Yeah, let's get on to it.
Okay, so the cold open is introducing Ava Sarala from The Expanse.
Yeah, Matt's favorite.
Yay.
He's not even here.
That's right, so I gotta fill in for him.
Suck it, Matt.
I was happy to see her. I think I like her too. And, like you said, it's a red wedding where it's a queen of some... Well, I don't even know what you call it.
Andor, not to be confused with
Andor.
Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah. Where Redhead is from.
Elaine?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's more
like Elaine. Elaine. No, she's redheaded, definitely.
She's not as redheaded.
Yeah, it's like Rand. Yeah. Well, but Rand has kind of a shaved head.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's her killing her rivals, and I thought this part was kind of cool.
But you aren't tired of the trope? Eliminate your...
I mean, as soon as the scene opened, I was like, is this a red wedding? And then I was like, oh yeah, I guess so. Because I don't know who anybody is.
And it's in the future. Or the past. 20 years ago.
Right.
Set up a character, and then just going to come back. Okay, so we have that. We have the credits, and then it's 20 years later, and that same character, the queen, the murderous queen, is back. Or she arrives at the tower, looking for her daughter. And Alana, what did you think of her outfit?
It was kind of stupid looking. It was like over-designed. It like, the collar was just too much.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, the collar is my favorite part.
Yeah, the boning on that collar was pretty amazing.
I mean, it was well done. It just looks silly.
Okay, don't have enough ammo for that. Okay, so Yeah, so she comes, she wants to see her daughter. I think we knew that her daughter was a princess, right?
Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah.
Princess of Andor. Okay, so then our heroes are traveling to their various locations. And
how
there's
did
a discussion.
That was dumb.
Sorry, Jay. I got a 50 for you. So then we learn Matt can't be healed of whatever it is that's wrong with him. Which, do you guys remember what that was?
Can't heal mental issues, apparently.
Yeah.
Convenient. At least they didn't lock him up this time.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so then we have this whole discussion about whether Elaine is going to go back to Andor and fulfill her destiny or not. Or whether she's going to stay and be an Aes Sedai. Yeah. I guess she can't be both. There's not enough time.
Well, there is, just she's already committed to be the queen.
I mean, I think the idea would be she could do both if, you know, the Aes Sedai weren't constantly under attack.
Well, in theory, her mom should have been able to do the both as well.
Yeah, she just chose not to.
Yeah, yeah.
But then she was like, nah.
I like the part where they were like, hey, some crazy stuff happened in this tower. Nobody's talking about it.
Yeah, right?
The storm can move. Yeah. Okay, so Perrin comes back to Two Rivers and Alana is there. Is it two warders?
Just the one warder who's survived.
The one warder, yeah.
The white one. Yeah.
Yes.
Of course.
How typical.
Yeah. Okay. So then, that reminded me of the Hobbits coming home and Lord of the Rings. Just when you think you're done, there's more stuff to deal with. Okay, we're moving along. So the new arrivals are talking, and one of them says has the ability to see the future, so she knows that sisters are going to die.
Well, it's eventually. The same one from before, yeah. It's the one from
we met. I forgot.
When, Matt was still captured.
Yeah.
And imprisoned.
Oh, yeah, she was like his buddy. And then we learn later that she's just pretending to be an Aes Sedai.
She was recruited. She was recruited because of her abilities.
Mm.
Right. But she's kind of has different abilities than the regular.
Yeah, she can see the future-ish to a degree and, like, read people.
Guys, nice, let's go. Storm. Okay, so she foresees a battle, but it could be in 10 years, it could be tomorrow. She doesn't know. Okay, then, you know, my favorite part of the episode where the girls are like, guys, the boys are fighting. Let's go watch them.
Having, like, a show match.
Yeah.
It's like a town, go to a tower full of women. That's pretty nice.
I don't know if
I'm lagging.
I'm lagging like crazy. It's super annoying.
Do you think it's everybody?
Oh, Jay, are you lagging?
I'll get him. A little, but not a whole lot.
Okay, so they fight, and I didn't really care about who these two guys are, though. Is the only problem. Jay, I'm not going to be able to make it.
Yeah, just throw me. Just throw me.
They're Elaine's bros.
Yeah,
the brothers.
I thought one of them looked like Jensen Ackles.
I thought that too. I'm not going to lie. I was like, what?
It's nice how this whole society is matriarchal.
Yeah, that's why they can't be anything other than warders.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. They can look good doing it, though. Okay, so then the Amarylline Seat enlists our hero, our heroines, Egwene and Elaine. Egwene and Elaine to
our job.
That was Nynaeve.
Nynaeve.
Oh, sorry. Nynaeve and Elaine for a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a ward out, weasel out all the bad people.
Yeah, that's right. Just when Elaine's about to leave, though.
Where is she?
What a bummer.
Do you think it was a ploy to keep her there?
Yeah, yes. I think so. I think the Amaryllis seat's pretty sharp. It's always got an agenda. Okay, so my next note is dream visitors. People are seeing each other in dreams.
And Egwene this time.
Oh, and Celine.
Yeah.
Celine meets Rand.
Sexy,
she's
sexy.
She's like,
what's
up? Yeah. And Rand tries to show some emotions, but he just can't do it. Okay. Okay, so then there's a discussion. They learn there's a military uprising in Andor. Right?
Yes.
They say, they're like, the Queen's rule is not so secure.
Yeah, well, we don't officially know. We were told this by her consort, but is it really the case? I mean, like she said,
yeah,
always 10 steps ahead, even when you know it.
I thought it was weird that if she's really that insecure of a position, that she would leave like both her sons and her like bodyguard.
Well, she needs to protect her
heir.
Yeah, the next queen.
Yeah, and we know how important it is to not have a war over succession with her.
Yeah, we've discussed this. Watch out for the storm line. We got to run. So the where she's like, whoever knows you have the horn is going to try to kill you. So you better not tell people about it, right? Okay. So that was great. There's a part where Elaine is talking to her mom, and she says she wants it all. She wants a queen.
I want it all.
To be a queen and be an Aes Sedai.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you want to do that too? You could be your own bodyguard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's got obligations. What to choose? What to do?
She knows what to do. She's going to be both and be a badass and then...
Do you guys care about Elaine as a character?
No. But I do know a spoiler. Do you want to know a spoiler?
No, I don't. But thank you.
It's probably not going to happen this season.
We'll see. Okay. Anyway, yeah, I don't really care about any of the characters, but especially not her. Okay. So the queen threatens the Amaryllis seat. She's like, if anything happens to my daughter, I'm going to come here and I'm going to kill everybody. That's what I say.
Yeah, good. Did anybody think that the Aes Sedai, the one from The Expanse, was the Amaryllis seat's mom?
Oh, that would have been interesting.
Isn't there a point where they call her daughter?
They all call her mother, though.
Yeah, she's like, mother to everybody.
So that doesn't really help.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, it's possible. It's a small universe. Incoming!
We're just getting picked up here. We gotta go.
Yeah, let's move.
Okay, I'm following you guys.
Internet.
Yeah. Okay, and then so the stinger is the Spear Girls. They meet the Spear Girls as people, and they're like, hey, Rand's gonna kill us. Which sort of implies like they're gonna try to kill him first. But that's where the episode ends.
What?
Right?
No, well, I mean, kind of. They're talking about the prophecy of their people versus the prophecy of the Aes Sedai and all that stuff and how there's nuances to it, right? But the Aes Sedai don't understand nuances and they just see him as being the destruction and they think of him as going to destroy and survive. And I like that the head of the desert ones can... enter Egwene's dream. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And she was like, you don't be long here. Get out of my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ultimately.
So it shows like, because like they show cases that there's more to like them just being weird desert people that they have. They also, much like the Jedi, who think they have the Force, there's nuances and other variations of what people could interpret as the Force.
Yeah.
And how it works.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But I still felt like we were supposed to feel some kind of threat when they all show up, because it's still been Force, right? There's a ton of them.
Yeah, they're very threatening.
Yeah.
Also, Gwen saw that one in her dreams, and she was threatening in her dreams, too.
She was scared.
Just because she's old. Gwen's like, I don't know this. Only old people have fucked with me.
So, yeah, so that's the episode. Oh, I also wanted to mention there's a part with Perrin with the White Cloaks. Remember the White Cloaks?
Oh, yeah.
Where he says, if they're looking for me and giving people a hard time because of me, I should turn myself in.
Good old Perrin's heart.
Classic Perrin.
There's a team here.
Are we fighting him? Oh, jeez.
And they're like, hey, remember Perrin's dead wife? There's some stuff about that, too.
Yep. Okay, so...
Yeah, it was interesting. I do like that fact that the desert people are like, I like your mountainous area. The air is clean and pure and unpolluted. Mm-hmm. That was nice. It was all these shows in their parallels. And then, do you expect the townspeople to turn in, Perrin? A lot of people were giving him that weird look.
Yeah, it seems like Perrin, nothing good ever seems to happen to him, so I wouldn't be surprised. Either he turns himself in or somebody else does. So, I think it's a good bet. But yeah, it's annoying when the characters are split up, because then the story follows people. You have to give equal time to everybody.
Equal time to go nowhere.
I don't think they're doing equal. It's like mostly Aes Sedai.
Yeah, they know what we're in for.
Do you think there is still more evil in the tower?
Probably.
Who do you think it is? Do you think it's someone we've met?
Everyone we've met is dead. Like,
well, we've seen all the other ones that are in that room. That's in the Amaran the sitters, as they're. What a fun term to call them, the sitters.
The sitters. Sure seems like there's plenty
How did they select the new sitters, considering all the old sitters are dead, pretty much?
Good question. Whoever's next in line, I suppose. But
what are you going to say?
I forget it. Say I don't know. Say no, it. I forgot.
Tell us. Don't keep it to yourself.
Yeah, this show is like, I don't even know what's happening. Feels like it should be so much better. Anyway, should we move on? I have a quick thing before questions of the day.
Okay.
So I was hoping more people could be here for this guy. So I saw on the local news that there was a survey of the most powerful male names in America. I was curious if you guys have any guesses of what you think they are.
Is this like political?
No, it's not political.
Names?
Yeah, names? the most powerful male names, correct. I'll give you a hint. One of them is someone that we know.
Robert.
Palpatine.
Yes, Alana, Robert is number one. The most powerful name in America, Robert.
Robert.
Yes, Robert.
That's interesting.
Yep, I thought so too. Any guesses on the other ones? John is number four.
Okay.
Yep. And any other guesses?
Bill.
Phil William. Is not one of them.
William.
Nope.
Jerome.
Jerome.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to tell you so we can move on. The other ones are... Michael, okay, there's Robert, Michael, James, John, and Christopher.
Racist.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can kind of see some similarities there. All right. Okay. Anyway, we can move on to questions of the day now.
I assume this is from Matt. If you could be an expert at any board game, what board game?
any board game?
Yeah.
I don't want to be in a board game.
I was like, you know, classically, I wanted to stretch the limits of board game. I'd pick poker so I can make a lot of money.
What's a board game you can make a lot of money with?
Poker.
Jigsaw puzzles?
Poker.
I'm
Magic channel... the Gathering.
Magic the Gathering. Yeah, I'm going to channel my Matt and say, my inner Matt, and say that poker is not a board game.
Played on a board.
No.
Yeah.
Magic is a stretch, but I'm going to give it to you because I don't feel like fighting
Magic
about
is
it.
Definitely a board game.
It's a card game. Yeah. Card game is different from board game.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I group up. Okay. So I don't want to repeat. Maybe Risk, so I could finally defeat Dad.
You definitely shouldn't pick Risk.
Is it even possible to be an expert at Risk?
Yeah, if it's so random, there's like no point.
What other board game would I want to be an expert in?
You pick something like Twilight Imperium and then just like be like really impressive when you play it. And then never play it.
All the ladies. Actually, you know what I'm going to say is this is a total cop-out, but chess.
Oh, nice. That's a good one.
Because you can make money doing that. They actually just watched a James Bond movie where they do a gambling version of backgammon. Which really? I don't know how that works. Where does the betting come in?
He said, the man said magic.
Oh, magic. Okay. All right, question number two.
Okay. This is from Zach. Would you rather blend in or stand out?
This is a great question. Matt should have saved it for everybody. I do say so myself.
Okay.
I'm going to say stand out. Enemy team on the left.
I would probably rather blend in.
You would?
Yeah.
They're both good.
Incoming.
Ooh, crowd. Hey!
Oh, shoot. They got me,
they're
too.
They're not incoming. They're here. It's the team that followed us.
Many of them.
Good effort there, Alana. You did some good damage.
Mm-hmm. All right, is it time for Dominion?
Sure. Good try, guys. They really Dominion today. Yeah, no, when I hang out with Guru and her folks, I stand out, so I don't mind standing out. And then she stands out when she's with me, so we got used to it. Mm. How about you, Jay?
I don't know. That's actually a good question. Because I don't really like to stand out, but I can, and I don't want to blend in. I don't know. Is it blend in? I wouldn't mind just being able to blend in. Is that the question? Is it?
Would you rather blend in or stand out?
Oh, blend in, because then I could be a spy. Yeah, I'd be the most bestest spy ever.
All right. Stand out or blend in the over the top way. All right, Alana, question number three. Question number three. It's a little very low energy podcast today.
We met.
I'm so hungry.
You're so hungry? Is that what you said?
I've only had like 600 calories today.
Like, God. What'd you do that for?
You're a growing boy.
Because I got busy with fucking back-to-back meetings.
That also sounds like girl.
Sounds like Andrew. Anyway, also from Zach, I guess. Least favorite moment in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Wait, man, Matt's giving away all my good ones.
What was it?
Well, I guess he needs more bad ones.
All right. Jay, the question is, what is your least favorite moment from the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Because we did our favorites. Now we're doing our least favorites. Is it too much of a basic choice to say she's got help?
Yes, you're not allowed to say that.
Okay. I had to go up with something else. I had to think a little harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or what about She-Hulk twerking?
Did you actually watch She-Hulk?
No, I didn't actually watch that show. Something from Secret Invasion.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, did you watch a show that was terrible? Yeah, it was Secret Invasion. I mean, Falcon's captain wasn't that great either.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say there's any specific. I actually kind of like that show. I wouldn't say there's any specific moments that are not good. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Also, maybe I should say, just for the purposes of this question, we should only say the movies.
The Singing Planet.
The what?
The Singing Planet.
What was that
from? From Guardians?
No, from Ms. Marvel.
I didn't see
from
that.
Marvel. Yeah.
Captain Marvel
is married to a prince on a planet that they only communicate through song.
Oh, oh my god.
It's a thing.
Maybe, yeah, like Thor the Dark World isn't great, but there's no real moments I would say that I don't like. Oh, I know. I got it.
You know.
The conversation with Black Widow where she's like, I'm a monster because you can't have children. Do you guys remember that?
Kind of.
I think it's from Age of Ultron.
Probably.
Yeah. I feel like Joss Whedon had an influence on that. But yeah, it was like really bad and nobody liked it and they just kind of forgot about it, pretended it never happened.
And then she died.
Spoiler alert, but yes.
Wow. I was thinking there was probably, I think the ending of Thor Love and Thunder was pretty bad.
I didn't watch it. What happens?
It's too hard to explain. There's like a child involved.
I liked that. That was cute. It was cute. What other ones? I'm going to stick with my answer.
Wait, which one? Was the answer you're singing with?
The Planet of Singing.
Oh, the Singing Planet? Yeah, that's fine. All right, anything else, guys? Anything else to discuss?
What else has been going on?
I think we'll call it there, but thank you all for...
Is editing this?
Huh?
Is Matt still going to be the editor?
He better be. If he's not going to contribute that way, he's going to contribute some other way. So that's what I say. Anyway, thank you for all for joining us.
I didn't want
to do that. You're going to break my thing.
Okay. Hey, undo. Hey, why are you still taking your turn?
I hit undo.
It didn't work.
Well, mine didn't work. Okay.
There we go. Okay.
There we go. Anyway, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at 8 p.m. at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us for more Wheel of Time, unfortunately, next time.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs. Come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.